Yeah, so Shankara continues after explaining that without vicharam a person cannot gain knowledge without vicharam, even as a person cannot gain perception of objects, or he can't perceive objects without light. Similarly, without vicharam there cannot be knowledge, because vicharam propels a person to gain knowledge. Vicharam in the form of few questions and analysis, inquiry into the reality behind the world as well as behind oneself, a person gains knowledge. And therefore, like, vicharam is inevitable in order to gain knowledge. Vicharam makes a person to ask question his mind, question the concepts about the world and about himself that he has, thereby making him seek a guru, put forth the questions and get answers to it. So Shankara in the next few shlokas will be explaining about as to how is vichara to be done. So what is the vicharam and what are the questions, how a person has to do vicharam, what are the questions he has to put forth, and as to what should he contemplate in his mind. So contemplation of, or raising of few questions and contemplation of certain concepts which can be termed as vicharam, that is what Shankara explained beautifully. So in the 12th shloka he starts with that. So he says first, Koham katamidam jatam ko vai kartasya vidyate upadanam kimastiha vicharasoyami drishah. So the shlokas end with the words vicharah soyam idrishah, vicharah sah ayam idrishah, sah vicharah ayam idrishah. So that vicharam, saha vicharaha, that vicharam which helps a person to gain knowledge. So that vicharaha jnana siddhyartam is the kartavyam of a person. That vichara bina jnanam na utpadyate, that vicharam which without which a person will not gain knowledge, that vicharam is like this. This is that inquiry. Saha vicharaha, that inquiry, that vichara means I am idrishaha in this particular way. So what is the way? Koham. So the first question a person has to ask is kaha aham. So who am I? So that is the first question a person should ask. Like a person when he is born into the world, he asks his parents, asks his mother, ask his father that who I am. Then he is told you are so and so. So that is the first question. So what is the answer to the question of who am I? That is that Shankara would explain in the next shloka as to who am I. In short, when a person tries to analyze who am I, then the first thing that comes to his mind is the body. But am I the body? No, I am not the body, because in dream I have a different body, whereas now I have a different body. In dream the body that I have is different from the body that I have here. That means, but the I am same in both dream and waking. That means I have to be different from the body. Then am I the sense organs? No, I am not the sense organs as well, because sense organs are instruments, whereas I am the perceiver. Similarly, I am not the mind or the intellect or the hankaram or chittam, because all those are antakkaranam, all those are karanam or instrument, whereas I am the person who uses these instruments. So with what is left apart from the antakkaranam, bahikaranam, we can say maybe jiva, but jiva I am not, because jiva, there are three different jivas, three different identities that we have in a day. One in dream, one in waking, and one in deep sleep. So one in jagrat or waking, one in swapna or dream, and one in dreamless deep sleep state, sushupti. So all those three jivas are different from one another. So jiva is a separate entity that a person has in different states, in an avastha. But the link between each of those avasthas is the sakshi, is the person who is the witness to all those three. There should be something in common in those three avasthas, else I cannot say I experience those avasthas. So that means I am the common link between those avasthas. But yet the I in dream, the I in waking, the I in deep sleep are different because it's a different identity. So then which is the real I which relates all these three, which is the common thing between these three, that is what is termed as sakshi. So there is a sakshi I, there is a jiva I. The jiva I changes in each of the avastha, and the sakshi I is changeless, which equates or which relates all these three avasthas as to a single person. But then how is it that I don't differentiate between the sakshi I and the jiva I? That is what Shankara terms as adhyasam or superimposition. Even as snake is seen in rope, because we don't know the characteristics of snake and rope, similarly the sakshi I is superimposed, superimposition of the jiva I on the sakshi I happens. Therefore I feel that I am the jiva who experiences in waking, who experiences the waking world, objects of the waking world, in dream the objects of the dream world, and in deep sleep the happiness in deep sleep. So it is adhyasam which causes a person to do that. But when I try to analyze the real I, then vicharam kaha aham, who am I, then finally I will have to split even the jiva I with the sakshi I. That process of eliminating things, eliminating the shariram, eliminating the sense organs, eliminating the antakaranam, eliminating the various jivas from the sakshi is what Vedanta calls as apavadam or negation. Adhyasam causes superimposition. That superimposition is removed by negation. Negation of the not-self from the self. Negation of the unreal I from the real I of sakshi. So, kaha aham. That question, when a person tries to do analysis, inquiry into who am I, then in the scriptural way, in the logical way, he will go from the external sharira into the sakshi atman, and then he will realize that the sakshi atman is the substratum behind the entire world. So kaha aham takes us to the state of sakshi. But we can say that, okay, I am the sakshi, but does the world really exist? So katam idam jatam. Idam means idam jagat, katam jatam. How was this world created? So just an answer to who am I will not help, because that will lead us only to the sakshi I. That will still, there will still remain the duality that we see in the world, because sakshi I is there but everything else is there. So we have to find out from where this world came, how this world was created. So katam means how here. So how was the world created? So if we analyze how the world is created, then we have to know who is the creator. So ko vai karta asya vidyate. Asya ko vai karta vidyate. So who is the karta? Asya of this world. Ko vai karta. Who is verily the creator? Vidyate. Who exists? Who is? Vidyate means is. Asya means of this world. Kaha means who. Karta, creator. So who is the creator of this world? Not only that, who is the creator of the world, and from how this world is created? Upadanam kimasti hai. What is the upadanam for the world? Upadanam means material. Even as pot has for its material mud, similarly what is the material of the world? That is kim asti iha. Iha, here. For this world, kim upadanam asti, what is the upadanam for this world. So after finding out that I am the sakshi, then we have to know about the dual world. So drik, we eliminate at the individual level, we eliminate the shariram, manas, everything, but at the cosmos level we have to eliminate the duality, which includes our own body and everything. So unless negation into sakshi atman is fine, but that only proves my nature of atman, that doesn't prove my nature of advitiya brahman, that doesn't prove that the jagat is mithya. Unless a person learns that jagat is mithya, he will still be affected by the world because there will be dvaitam. He will consider dvaitam as real. Since he considers dvaitam as real, there is bheda darshanam, there is a different vision, differential vision for him. Since there is like bheda darshanam, therefore there is ragadvesham. Since there is ragadvesham, that would cause more and more sorrow for a person. Therefore, the first thing is to find out that I am the sakshi, and then to find out about the world, the reality of the world. Any entity that we have has two causes for it. So first, the two causes are, one is upadana karanam and one is nimitta karanam. Upadana karanam is the material cause, the material from which that entity is created. Nimitta karanam is essential, efficient cause. Efficient cause or nimitta karanam is like the potter who creates the pot. So for the effect of pot, for the object of pot, there are two causes for it, upadanam as well as nimittam. Upadanam is a, generally upadanam is considered to be insentient. Upadanam for the pot, the material for the pot is mud. Mud is insentient. So from an insentient entity, if you have to create a sentient, then you need a sentient principle. So in order to from the insentient mud to insentient pot creation, we need a sentient entity. That is called as nimitta karanam, efficient cause. And that sentient being which causes efficient cause for the case of like pot is the potter. So first thing is, we need to know that the world is created. That's why Shankara says, katam idam jatam. This world is anityam, it's always changing. Anything that is changing should have been created or born. Therefore the world has to be created. If the world has to be created, then it will also be destroyed. That means that in itself proves that jagat is mithya. That which is born is a mithya. That which is born only seems to exist. Ado vante cha yat nasti vartamane pi tattada. This is what Gaudapada says, that ado vante cha yat nasti, that which is not there in the beginning and in the end, vartamane pi tattada, then it is logical to accept that it is not present now also. It's like telling that yesterday I saw something, tomorrow I don't see something. That means who will accept that today you are seeing it? Today only it seems to exist, it doesn't really exist. If yesterday it is not there and tomorrow it's not there, then it is logical to accept that today also it is not there. Since the world, by Shankara's question, that the world, from where the world is created, it means the world is created. That means world was not there before creation, world will not be there after destruction. Therefore currently the world only seems to exist. Such a seemingly existing entity is called as mithya, is termed mithya. So that proves that jagat is mithya. And like once we know how the world came, how we see the world, means the illusory world, the mithya jagat, how it seems to be perceived. Once we know how the world seems to be perceived, then we can get rid of that seemingly existence as well. Once we get rid of the seeming existence, or at least if we know that the world is only seems to exist, then our sorrows and sufferings will get reduced a lot. So that is the purpose of finding out the how the world is created. So the how the world is created means to find out that the world is only an illusion, and such an illusion arises out of ajnanam, and it is ajnanam about the or ignorance about Brahman, one's own nature of Brahman, which causes the world to be created. Once we know that, then we can overcome ignorance, either overcome ignorance or be unaffected by the ignorance, therefore always being blissful. And then, like as I said, like any creation, how is this world created? So any creation will have two causes. So kovai ar karta asya vidyate, who is the karta? Karta means creator. Creator means the efficient cause, sentient principle, sentient cause, which is the efficient cause. So what is the efficient cause of this world? But I think, as I said, like an entity will have efficient as well as material cause. So upadanam kimastiha, what is the upadana karanam as well. So the four questions that Shankara asks, one is directly with the Atman, so that we koham, that leads us to the Sakshi Atma, and then regarding the illusory nature of the world, as well as regarding the efficient as well as material cause of the world. Though in the case of pot, creation of pot, the material cause is mud and the efficient cause is potter, so the both the causes are different. There are scenarios, there are cases when the both the efficient as well as material cause are the same thing. Upanishad gives the example of a spider. A spider creates web. So web is a creation from the spider. But the spider doesn't use any external entity, external material for its, for the web. The material is the spider itself. So the material cause there is the spider itself. Efficient cause is also spider. So there are cases where we can have both those causes as the same, but Shankara here explicitly says that we have both these causes.